Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 145, 145.
Casting to a stormy day, even then my faith is small. Casting Jesus, that is all. Casting as the moments fly, casting as the days go by. Trusting Him, whatever before. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Rightly that His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He lives, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly. Trusting as the days go by. Trusting Him, whatever before. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing is my way is clear, praying if the path be dear. If in danger falling far, trust in Jesus, that is all. Trust in as the moments fly, trust in as the days go by. Trusting Him, whatever before. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Him, while life shall last. Trusting Him, to earthly past. Till within the jasper wall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly. Trusting as the days go by. Trusting Him, whatever before. Trusting Jesus, that is all.
We thank the Lord for tonight's family altar. Let us turn to Psalms 59. Psalms 59. This is a midtime of David. Psalms 59 verse 1. In Jesus' name I read. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. 2. Deliver me from those who work evil and save me from bloodthirsty men. 3. For lo, they lie in wait for my life. Fierce men bend themselves against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord. 4. For no fault of mine they run and make ready. Rouse thyself, come to my help and see. 5. Thou, Lord God of hosts, art God of Israel. Awake to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. Selah. 6. Each evening they 6. They return in the evening, howling like dogs, prowling about the city. 7. There they are, bellowing with their mouths and snarling with their lips, or sword. Sword are in their lips, for who they think will hear us? 8. But thou, O Lord, dost laugh at them. Thou dost hold all nations in derision. 9. O my strength, I will watch for thee, for thou, O God, art my fortress. 10. My God, in his steadfast love, will meet me. My God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. 11. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Make them wonder by thy power, and bring them down, Lord, O Lord, our shield. 12. For the sin of their mouth, the word of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride, for the cursing and lies which they utter. 13. Consume them in wrath, consume them till they are no more, that men may know that God rules in Jacob to the end of the earth. 14. They return in the evening, howling like dogs, prowling about the city. 15. They roam about for food, they growl if they do not get their fill. 16. But I will sing of thy might, I will sing aloud of thy steadfast love in the morning. For thou hast been my fortress, as a refuge in the day of my distress. 17. O my strength, I will sing praises to thee, for thou, O God, art my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. As in the superscription, to the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, a Miktam of David. If we turn to Psalm 57 and Psalm 58, the superscription is the same. To the choir master, according Do Not Destroy. This is the tune of the song. A Miktam of David. Usually they say this Miktam, it is an excellent or prominent psalm. But in Psalm 59, there is a subject here. When Saul sent men to watch his house in order to kill him, there is a historical background. Let us refer to 1 Samuel. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 19. 1 Samuel chapter 19. Let us read 10 to 12. 1 Samuel 19, 10 to 12. And Saul sought to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he eluded Saul, so that he struck the spear into the wall, and David fled and escaped. Saul, at the time, he was troubled by the evil spirit, and he wanted to kill David. But David escaped. David fled in the night. Verse 11. Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch him, that he might kill him in the morning. But Michal, David's wife, told him, "If you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed." Thus at that time, verse 12, so Michal let David down through the window and he fled away and escaped. It tells us about Saul, who wanted to kill David through what? Through his messengers. He sent them to David's house to watch him, that he might kill him in the morning. Let's turn back, Psalm 59. Thus, here it is told to us, when Saul sent men to watch his house in order to kill him. Psalm 59, we can divide it into four sections, four parts. The first part, from verse 1 to 7, 1 to 7, it tells us David's prayer for deliverance. Second part, second section, verse 8 to 10, David's trust in God. Third section and part, verse 11 to 15, David's prayer for humiliation of the enemy. Fourth section, fourth part, verse 16 and 17, David's song of praise. Alright, altogether it is divided into four parts, four sections. Now we will just run through these sections. First part, David's prayer for deliverance, 1 to 7. Verse 1, deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil and save me from bloodthirsty men. This was his prayer that the Lord deliver him. The Lord will protect him. And all this they are what? Verse 2 says, save me from bloodthirsty men. They are bloodthirsty men. They are always there ready to shed blood. Verse 3, for lo, they lie in wait for my life. Means they lie in ambush. During the night, they were observing David in the house. So that in the morning, they will kill him. So verse 3, for they lie in wait in ambush for my life to kill him. These are fierce men. They band together themselves against me. As we know, David was a warrior. He was a man of war. Yet now he tells us, this man, this messenger sent by King Saul, they were not ordinary men. They are mighty and fierce men. And they will make sure that they accomplish the plan, the scheme, that or the work that has been given to them. However difficult it is, they will make sure that they fulfill this command of Saul. Yet David tells us, for no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord. Verse 4, upper portion. For no fault of mine, they run and make ready. David had a very clear conscience before God and before men. David was faithful to King Saul. He played the harp so that King Saul, he will calm himself down. But because Saul was jealous of David, so he wanted David dead. Thus he sent these messengers, these fierce men, those men, bloodthirsty men, to come to kill him. Yet David says it is not that he was in the wrong. And these people, verse 4, they run and make ready. So they hasten themselves to accomplish Saul's command. Therefore, in the prayer of David, rouse thyself, come to my help and see. When David says, rouse thyself, not to say that God was asleep, but he prayed that God would come quickly to him. Verse 5, thou Lord God of hosts. So God, he is the God of hosts, the God of armies. He's the commander of his armies. God of Israel. He is God of the Hebrew people, God of the nation. So he says, awake to punish all the nations. Means those who are sent, they had the characteristic of heathens. They were fierce, bloody, savage, and cruel. David says, spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. What did they do? Verse 6. They return in the evening, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. At the time during the night they came, they were keeping watch over David or over the house of David. In the evening they returned, they came. Verse 7, they are bellowing with their mouth. They pour forth words of abuse, reproach, and folly. And their tongue are like their lips are sought. And they say, who they think will hear us? Thus, these were those who were sent to kill David. Therefore, verse 1 to 7, it tells us David's prayer for deliverance. Second part, 8 to 10, it tells us David's trust in God. Verse 8, but thou, O Lord, dost laugh at them. God will laugh at them. Why? Let us turn to Psalms 37. Psalms 37, verse 12 and 13. Psalms 37, 12 and 13. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. 13. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. So the Lord will laugh at them. Let's turn back. Psalm 59. Psalm 59 verse 8. Psalm 59 verse 8. But thou, O Lord, dost laugh at them. Thou dost hold all nations in derision. David says, O my strength, I will watch for thee, for thou, O God, art my fortress. Then my God in his steadfast love will meet me. Yes, David, he trusted in God. In verse 4, lower portion, we says, David prayed, rouse thyself, come to my help and see. He prayed that the Lord will come to him. Truly, now in verse 10, my God in his steadfast love will meet me. This was David's faith towards God. David was very sure that God will come to meet him. My God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. This was David's faith and trust in God. Third part, 11 to 15. This is David's prayer for humiliation of his enemy. Verse 11, slay them not, lest my people forget. It means not slay them suddenly, not swift destruction, but prolong, so that God's people, they will not forget, that they will know that there is justice, that the Lord will protect his righteous one. Verse 11, he also says, make them wander, drive them away from their property, bring them down, mishumble them, make them low, O Lord, our shield. 12, for the sin of their mouth, the words of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. For the cursing and lies which they utter, this is as in verse 7. Verse 7, they are bellowing with their mouth, sword are in their lips. It tells us about their words. So in verse 12, for the sin of their mouth, the words of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. It also tells us, make them low, make them be humble. At the time, they think that they will have sure success, but no, in the end. So they themselves will be trapped in their pride. Verse 13, consume them in thy wrath, consume them till they are no more. Means make all their plans be frustrated. And verse 13, that the man may know that God rules in Jacob, that God will protect, God will guard them, his people, to the end of the earth. And verse 14 tells us again, describe those who came. They returned in the evening, howling like dogs, prowling about the city. But how? 15. They roam about for food. They growl if they do not get their fill. In the end, they will find no prey because David escaped, and they will be very disappointed. They will not get satisfaction. So these are the end of those who come to want to kill David. They will be humiliated. Their plan will not succeed. They will be brought low. They will be brought down. They will be humiliated. And whatever evil, their plans, their words, all will be taken into account. In the end, they will be disappointed that they fail in their works. The last part, David's song of praise, verse 16. David's song of praise, 16 and 17. David conclude now, but I will sing of thy might. I will sing aloud in thy steadfast love in the morning. Why in the morning? Because David, he was able to escape in the night. So in the morning now, he's able to sing praises to the Lord God. He know about the steadfast love of the Lord. For thou hast been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. Verse 17, O my strength, I will sing praises to thee. For thou, O God, art my fortress, the God who showed steadfast love. David was very sure. All this, it is also a repetition as in verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10 that tell us, O my strength, I will watch for thee, for thou, O God, art my fortress. My God in his steadfast love will meet me. So it was fulfilled. It was fulfilled. So David now sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises that the Lord now for his steadfast love, that he has been a fortress to him, has been a refuge to him in his day of distress, and that the Lord is his strength, that the Lord was his fortress, and the Lord manifested his steadfast love. So he thanked the Lord and he praised the Lord. As a conclusion, as a teaching, let's turn to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse 2 and verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. That we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, he will strengthen you and guard you from evil. In our prayer, let's continue to pray to the Lord that he will deliver us, he will protect us. He will be a shield to us, because today the world, this is a wicked world, sinful world. So there are many those who are wicked, who are evil men, who wants to bring harm to us, for not all have faith. So we pray that the Lord will protect us, that he will lead us and guide us from danger. May the Lord help us. We will pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise. Praise the Lord. Come to just go next to the Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord Jesus. We end our family altar here. May the Lord bless and guide.